You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's national women's basketball team walked away from this month's FIBA World Cup with a silver medal. Now, nine players from that team are set to light up the domestic Women's National Basketball League that begins this week. At 24 years old, Alexandra Bunton was part of that Opals team and will now line up for the Sydney University Flames. Last year, she was playing for Dynamo Moscow in the Russian Premier League, and the World Cup was just another step forward.
I think, you know, it gives me a sense of pride and confidence as well. And, you know, I'm so excited to be back in the WBL. It's world class and, you know, there's talent there. You know, Opals are in there and I'm really, really excited to be a part of it. I think, you know, there's not just the Opals, but the rest of the girls as well and the women in the league. You know, it's a challenge and it's going to be hard for every team to win. So look out.
The league has had 38 seasons so far, but the return of the international representatives feels different. The head of the WNBL, Sally Phillips, who joined Bunton at the season launch in Sydney, says it gives aspiring girls motivation to follow in their heroes' footsteps.
It really shows that basketball is a global sport. So the thing that's really exciting for me is all those young girls coming through the ranks now have got some incredible role models to follow. And, you know, basketball can take you around the world. So, with Alex here today with her silver medal, it's so exciting, you know, to be second in the world. And, you know, we've got nine of those World Cup winning, World Cup silver medalists coming back to play in the WNBL for the upcoming season. So it's really exciting.
The defending champion, Townsville Fire, has retained six players from their premiership winning side and has also been boosted by the signing of 28-year-old Opal, Tess Madgen. Teammate Darcy Garbin says she likes the Fire's prospects this season.
We've done well to keep six of the team from last year, so we've got a nice core group there and we've recruited a few new players and, you know, we're adding an Opal in Tess Madgen to that. So I think the group's shaping up really well and I think it would be good for our title defence.
And for the first time, SBS will broadcast one game every round, live, free and in HD. And that begins on Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Laurie Lewira, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.